Millions of people could go hungry without more immediate aid due to a severe drought in the western Sahel region of Africa. This week, UN agencies called for united action now before a full-blown disaster occurs. The World Food Program is planning to aid 8 million people in the region in the coming months. Lydia O'Kane spoke to WFP Regional Director for West Africa, Thomas Yanga, about the challenges they face.
We're seeing a situation, a grave situation in the Sahel region. There's been four catastrophes in the last 10 years. Why is this happening?
Well, it's difficult to say why. The facts demonstrate that the cycle of the drought is shortening in the Sahel. As you said, over the last 10 years, we've had almost four crisis situations. And for this year, 2012, we have had a shortage of rain, which have generated food shortages in many parts of the Sahel band. That food shortage situation is compounded by other factors, such as the high food prices. For example, the prices at the moment are between 30 to 60% higher than the same period a year before. The other compounding factor is insecurity that affects most of the countries in the region, and which in northern Mali is generating at this moment refugees and internally displaced persons, which come to add up on the food and nutrition crisis. The other compounding factor is also the fact that we have had returnees from Libya as well as from Cote d'Ivoire crisis. Those returnees used to provide their families with remittances. So those families don't have the remittances, and they have now to take care of those people who have come back. And they come generally in regions that have been affected by the drought situation. So we have a crisis which is looming, which will scale up at the lean season, which starts in June, but which will start much more earlier in certain regions. So that's what I will say for that, for the crisis.
What countries are most affected?
At the moment, the most affected countries are Niger, Chad, Mauritania, Mali, Northern Cameroon, Burkina Faso, and to some extent Senegal. These are the countries that are the most affected.
Do you think the international community has been taking a role in this, or do you think they need to take a bigger role in this?
The international community has a bigger role to play, and I've noticed that they have learned the lesson from the crisis in the Horn, to the point that all the actors are coming much more earlier than before to work together and for a response plan, as well to coordinate better than in the past, and to combine both the humanitarian need and the medium and long-term need, which is essential to build the resilience of those population who are confronted on a recurrent basis to these climatic challenges.
What are you and your organization doing?
The World Food Program planned to assist about 8 million people during this crisis, and through different interventions from cash and voucher program, Food for Work, and nutrition program for young children, lactating and pregnant women. The amount required for all those programs is about $800 million, which we hope to mobilize from the international community.
How difficult is the refugee situation? You talked about that earlier.
For the moment, we have about 25,000 refugees registered in three countries, in Mauritania, Niger, and Burkina Faso, and 30,000 internally displaced persons within Mali itself. The prospect is that those numbers will grow, unfortunately, because the situation is far from being stabilized. We fear that it will come to complicate further the response to the food crisis, because it happened in those regions which have been affected. A situation to be watched and to be monitored, but also to be addressed concomitantly with the response to the food crisis.
The Pope made an appeal for the Sahel region last week. How important is a voice like that?
I think the Pope's voice is very important, not only because of the moral authority that it carries, but also it contributes to mobilizing, first of all, the local government, who are the first responsible to address the crisis, who should come up with their plans to address the situation, identify the gaps that the international community could fill. And the Pope's message also contributes to mobilizing the international community for action, and a coordinated one, to address the needs of those population. So we hope that that call will be well received, and the appropriate action in terms of providing resources will be done, so that our agencies and others will alleviate the sufferings of those people. But more beyond that, try to address some of the root causes of the situation, or build the resilience of those population to make them more resistant to this recurrent kind of situation.